All right, here to speak about that and many other things is our business guru, Rick Harrow. Rick, how you been, man?
What's going on?
Hey, so why is it that I, you know, am 3 minutes late and you're talking about stuff that has nothing to do with sports? What's wrong with you guys?
We're vamping because our guest wasn't on time.
Yeah, I was, we vamp all the time.
That's fair. I could blame it on Beasley, but, you know, everybody blames Beasley.
That's right.
I'll take it.
Where are you at? You sound like you're around other people.
No, I'm around Italian music. So I was waiting. I was going to decide to wait for this show to be over before I got my first glass of wine for the evening. But frankly, you guys just aren't that important. So I'm
well,
here with a glass of wine.
Who are you with, Andrea Bocelli? You with Andrea Bocelli? What's going on?
Yeah, where are you at?
Yeah, no, with Danny DeVito. So,
are you really?
So here's the other piece. Hey, how about that half that I got to witness firsthand of Patriots football, Shepard? Was that the best playoff half you've ever seen?
It's right up there. I mean, as far as a surgical dissection, yes, absolutely it was. And
how about Rivers throwing that hissy fit when, you know, he was like, my guys aren't open, I'm not getting any time, what's wrong? Well, it's the playoffs, pal.
Yeah.
And the problem is Brady's reading his press clippings about how he's washed up and old. Don't let that guy read that stuff.
So were you sitting out there with Robert Kraft without a jacket on sub-freezing temperatures out in the sunshine?
With John Bon Jovi?
No, I was bright enough. I was a little bit behind them. How about that?
Okay. Yeah,
but, you know, around there. And then I went to the press box, said hello to the Chargers people that I know really early, because I know that if I waited until like 10 minutes gone into the game, we already knew what would have happened. So I said that early. I spent time with my Shaughnessy buddies and Ben Volen and all of those guys in the comfort of it. Hey, by the way, you may not know this, Shepard, you may.
Yeah.
It's the only suite and press area that really pampers the press. Stacey James and those guys.
Stacey's great. Stacey's great.
Lobster rolls at halftime. What do you think?
For playoff, I give them and the Red Sox and the Celtics. When it comes playoff time, at least the last since like 2003, they have all stepped it up big time. You get not just everybody, you know, they always serve chowder when the Dolphins come up there and everything else, but they step it up big time with the lobster rolls and everything else. Well, how many times did Shaughnessy use the word tomato can? That's his favorite expression.
Yeah, it does. No, exactly. But it's really fun to see those guys, you know, in that suite. And by the way, they just don't serve a chowder when the Dolphins are up there. They serve chowder during the playoffs.
Yes, they do.
Dolphins. How about that?
Wow. Now, Rick, are you going to one of the two conference championship games this weekend?
No, here's my thought. I paid my dues. So, you know, the Bears game 2 weeks ago, Patriots game last week, been on the road since then, running out of underwear, so I'm going home.
That sounds good. All right, before I swing you back to NFL talk, we are watching here the Knicks and Wizards in London.
Mason
right now.
Convention.
What benefit does the NBA get in London? It's much different, I think, than when the NFL goes over there. I mean, I would much understand the games they're going to do in China. That makes more sense. Basketball is huge over there. Is basketball, NBA basketball, huge at all in London?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have, you know, minor leagues. The O would be a kind of an interesting place for a franchise expansion. Plus, it is our duty, given our newfound status around the world, to export really, really bad regular season basketball. And here it is.
Yes. Although it's a 91-90 game with 5 minutes to go.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's two teams that ain't going anywhere. I mean, the Wizards, God bless them, but, you know, with John Wall on the sidelines, you know, where are they going to go? And the Knicks, what about the Knicks? It's a competitive game. It's a close game. Let's put it this way. It would be a who cares during the regular season if we're over here. And now it's almost doesn't really matter who the teams are. The NBA's in London.
And they didn't even send their best European player, Enes Kanter, over there because he's afraid of getting assassinated by the Turkish government. Fact.
Yeah, that's what your assassination. Yeah, well, so, you know, he says some things about the Turkish government. He's over there. So, you know, keep him home. That's a legitimate reason. And you know, what is Adam Silver going to do? Fine him? I mean, the guy's worried about his life.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep him home. Keep him safe.
Yeah. I was telling this to Craig. Midnight Express came out when I was 11 or 12. And that movie scared the bejesus out of me when I saw it. And it was one of the, you know.
It scares me.
It still does.
It scares me. There were a couple of scenes there. I guess we can't really talk about them on radio.
Nah.
But you remember the whole movie, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Randy Quaid. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Not enough said.
But it was disturbing.
Yeah,
Traumatized. Maybe that's the way
on
I...
so many levels, but yeah, so, you know, Turkey is, I'm not, but Turkey's got some good basketball players, right?
Yeah.
And has had some good basketball players. Everybody's got to worry about himself. Let's put that
one. Rick Horro is our business insider with us here with Shima to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN, hobnobbing with some Italian music and fine wine at the moment. The Super Bowl ads, which are, well, I remember it was a big deal when they were $1 million for a 30-second ad. Now it's 5.25. Mm. Only 90% sold at this point. I thought they'd be sold out by this point.
Yeah, but here's the rub. They'll be sold out when it comes. It's like, consider Super Bowl ads like real estate. If you buy the fourth quarter, it's like behind a Denny's in a parking lot. Oh. Because you don't know if it's going to be a thriller or a bust. So you got to worry about the risk.
Yeah.
If it's the beginning of the first or beginning of the third, right after the halftime extravaganza, it's like waterfront property. Mm. And so everybody's jousting for location. And of course, the 5.2 are the high ones. There are three, there are four. And, you know, some Super Bowls have been fantastic. Then you throw in overtime bonuses. So it is really an entrepreneur's delight to buy Super Bowl ads. We had to spend some time sometimes just doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. And I think this year might be because the matchups, no matter who gets in, are very intriguing. It's great storylines, no matter whether it's the Patriots or Saints or Kansas City or the Rams. So the NFL is loving this, right, Rick?
Yeah, they're loving it. And I think it was just a great playoff this year where the top seeds played at the end of the year much better than the rest of the guys. And you know, I was thinking all sorts of combinations: Patriots Bears, Chargers Rams. I mean, remember we were all talking about that.
Yeah.
But we got the top four seeds in, and probably that's what should have happened.
Rick, typically, if you perform at halftime, it spurs sales. If you do halftime of the Super Bowl, there was the controversy this year that a lot of the entertainment industry was frowning upon joining Maroon 5 at the half. They thought it'd be bad for their careers because it all got tied into Colin Kaepernick and all that kind of stuff. Now, we don't talk about Colin Kaepernick nearly as much as we did last year. It seems like it's kind of dying down, but still, now there's some kind of impact. Negatively or positively, if you play at halftime now, right?
Well, but the bottom line is it's based on exposure. So I don't think there's a problem with the way halftime is positioned, because if you have controversy and if you go through it, you're in the entertainment industry, probably going to sell you more records, albums, tapes, whatever they're called these days, CDs. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it is really good that Maroon 5 is coming because they're really good to watch at halftime. I'm not sure I want to be exposed to all the rap groups that are going to be before and after, but that's just me, and that's just my taste.
Yeah.
And it is Atlanta, so we're looking forward to a good halftime show.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, halftime shows, that's when, you know, I'm reheating what we cooked and just sampling and eating. Whoever's on is
round
on.
Two
just,
on the food, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, but for you, I don't view you as much of a rap aficionado, am I correct?
Well, if you're talking 90s rap, man, I mean, I DJed in nightclubs for a couple of years while
wow.
I was...
but he doesn't know who Pitbull is, who's in your neck of the woods at the 305 down there.
I know nothing about any genre of music, today's music at all. I know some songs. If I hear them, I go, oh, yeah, I recognize that song. But no, I'm absolutely clueless when it comes to music right now of any genre, because I just don't have the time. You know,
we're indeed an incredibly complicated and entrepreneurial individual. Ashima should be very happy to have you as a partner.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely,
sir.
Absolutely.
Hey, I was looking at a story today in the Star Tribune about how much more the NCAA Final Four is going to cost more than the Super Bowl. I thought it was an intriguing story because of the cartons that they have to buy and how the NCAA doesn't pick up the type of tabs that the NFL picks up. I don't know if you saw it, but I was amazed at how much more that it's going to cost the Final Four in Minnesota than the Super Bowl last year.
Well, yeah, but the economic impact is pretty certain there, because most likely if a team loses in that Saturday, fans are going to be unhappy, but they're going to stay through Monday. So the economic impact is pretty significant. Plus, in Minneapolis, if you go outside, you're going to be frozen. You need to be chiseled off before you get to the cab and move to the airport. So it'll be an interesting dynamic. It's, you know, it's the end of March, beginning of April, so people will have thought out a little bit more. And net-net, even though it does cost the host committee more at the front end, everybody would want one of these because of the economic impact it generates.
All right. Well said. We had wondered about that. Rick, thanks so much, man. I'll let you get back to your hobnobbing over there. Enjoy the conference championships on TV this time.
Quick, give us your predictions real quick, your two scores.
I think it's going to be the Patriots and Rams. That'll be an interesting dynamic this year. I'd love to see Breeze and Brady, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
All right.
By the way, the music here is getting pathetic, but the food's good. Goodbye.
All right. Enjoy your dinner. Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye. That's Rick Horror, our Business Insider. He's on each and every week at this time, and usually hobnobbing somewhere.